Very special guest today. Her name is Dr. Gina Loudon. She's a frequent guest on Fox News and Fox Business. She's a financial columnist for townhall.com. She co-authored a book entitled Ladies and Gentlemen, How the Survival of Our Republic Depends on the Revival of Honor. She's a Tea Party activist, and she and I actually crossed paths as we were both on the Neil Cavuto show the same night. Dr. Loudon, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, well, it's an absolute pleasure to be with both of you. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Now, you're actually on record saying that the Obamacare decision did no favors for conservatives, and that any conservatives saying that it did do a favor for them are mistaken. If you would, share with our audience your thoughts and your rationale there.
I think it undermined our Constitution. I mean, now you can just about pass anything, call it a tax, and it's going to be constitutional. They want us to drive a Prius. All they got to do is call it a tax. They want us to, you know, buy any certain product for the rest of time. As this decision came down, all they have to do is call it a tax. And so I believe if you were to take our founders and go back and say, you know, what would you think of this decision? They would absolutely, wholeheartedly disapprove. So I think to say that Roberts did it as some sort of bone to conservatives for the next election is at best naive, and at worst sort of taking what they're feeding us, laying down, which is the reason that the Tea Party was born in the first place, because the Republicans tended to do that. So I think anybody who agrees that any politician out there who's elected, who calls himself a Republican or especially a conservative, or God forbid a constitutional conservative, who says that key components of that health care bill are the business in the purview of the federal government is actually a statist, and we need to be calling them out for saying things like that.
Now, the evidence suggests that Justice Roberts changed his mind at the last minute, and I'm reading between the lines here, but it seems to me he did that for reasons of political correctness. I'd love to hear your thoughts there.
Well, you know, this is the problem from the very beginning with the Republican Party, is that we subscribe to their political correctness. I think it is absolutely possible that this was a decision that was made for, you know, for public consumption. The court is supposed to be above those things. And I think, you know, it's up to the right side of the political spectrum to state things as they really are. And that's a lot of what we talk about in the book, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have to take what the left says and swallow it just because the left said it. In fact, we never should. There is never a time where Republicans have kowtowed to Democrats or the right has kowtowed to the left and had it benefit us. For far too long, it's been just the opposite. They scare us on things like the debt ceiling. So we go ahead, ho-hum, and raise the debt ceiling. Well, you know what? We failed to define ourselves again and again as the conservatives were supposed to be. Everybody knows if Mitt Romney right now would begin to stand up for the things that constitutional conservatives espouse, he'd be winning this election, winning the hearts of Americans. And you know what? The left would respect him for saying what he really believes rather than continually kowtowing to the political correctness of the left. So you make a great point, and this we see it repetitively. This is why many of us in the Tea Party rose up in the very first place, and that's a lot of what we talk about, ladies and gentlemen.
Question for you. The election, is this next election our last chance to prevent a European social model taking hold here in the U.S.?
I absolutely believe it is. I really believe that we have gone so far down that path, and so many brilliant people in the past history of this country have laid it out for us and said that, you know, I believe it was Jefferson that said something about once you teach the public how to eat from the public trough, you really are going to have problems ever going backward. It will be the end of the republic. That is an absolute clarion call kind of warning. We put a lot of this also in, ladies and gentlemen, because we believe that if conservatives don't look at who we really are, look in the mirror, be willing to weed ourselves, say who the good players and the bad players are, and then not behave like the left. Stop trying to emulate what they do and thinking, ooh, that's kind of cool and sexy. We want to be part of that. No, we need to be who we are. We need to have a moral foundation. We need to call on the other side to have a moral foundation, even if they refuse. And we need to not pay attention to those who are trying to make constitutional conservatives into something that we really aren't, a godless, moralless society, a group of people who have to act like the left to get what we want. We don't. We can't. And it's, if we don't realize that in a big old hurry, you're right, we're going to lose our republic in the next election.
We're talking today to Dr. Gina Loudon, a co-author of a book called Ladies and Gentlemen, How the Survival of Our Republic Depends on the Revival of Honor, and Tea Party activist and founder of the Tea Party St. Louis. Is that right?
Actually, no. That's a little bit of a stretch. I would say I was there when it was founded, definitely as one of a great group of people who have continued on that tradition. I then moved to Alabama to take a broadcasting job there and was part of the great Rainy Day Patriots there in Alabama. And now I'm here in San Diego with the San Diego Tea Party. And so it is cool because I've had the unique perspective of being a part of three great tea parties as they've grown, as they've endured the bumps and bruises of what any organization does when it grows. I've seen what they've done right. I've seen what they've done wrong. I've seen how they've had to transform themselves to be effective. And so it does give me a little bit of a unique perspective, hopefully, that I've shared with readers in our book.
Now, the Tea Party was a huge influence in the 2010 election, arguably one of the biggest transformations from a liberal Congress to a conservative Congress. Do you see the Tea Party being that big of an influence in this 2012 presidential and senatorial and congressional election?
Oh, of course I do. And the really cool thing about the Tea Party is that we have matured. Our original point was to be bold and brave and make the statements that the Republicans were afraid to make, that every time anybody who was powerful in the Democrat Party said boo, Republicans scattered like cockroaches when a light is on. You can't be like that. And the Tea Party were the first ones to say, no, my gosh, I'm going to stand here with my sign for God and the world to see, and I'm going to say what I believe, and that's okay. That's my constitutional right to do that. So we were the first ones to do that. And then we grew up a little bit. We decided, you know what, there's even more we can do. We can actually define the narrative. We can be citizen journalists. We can whip that iPhone or that BlackBerry out and record what we're seeing in front of us and send it to a news organization and write an article on it, go on your show, do things like that. We realized we could write books. We could have host radio shows. We could do all these things. We became the media that we'd always dreamed we'd have as a resource for ourselves to make political decisions. So that was the really important second thing we did. But the third thing we've done, Ty, that has gotten so important in this next election, we're running. And I think that's the coolest part of all. A lot of people couldn't understand where they fit in that Tea Party dynamic. Where is my place in any organization? It's always hard to determine that. We have to make those kinds of decisions when we go to college. Well, what we did in Ladies and Gentlemen is we provided an inventory for people to do a little bit of a self-examination and figure out my best place to fit. And the reality is, no matter what any of your listeners think off the bat, no matter what failures you've had in your life, there is a place for you to fit as a citizen activist, and your children need you doing this more than they need you taking them to soccer, coaching Little League, or any of the other things you're doing right now. There's nothing more important right now than activating and engaging, and we give you the roadmap for that, and Ladies and Gentlemen, because we believe that now the role of the Tea Party is to become the politician that they never liked, that they always wanted. And so that's what the Tea Party is doing now, and that makes us absolutely paramount to the 2012 election.
Quick question. I've got about a minute left. Many candidates define themselves as a Tea Party candidate or not a Tea Party candidate, even in the Republican Party. How do you see that going forward into this next election?
I think the great thing about the Tea Party is we were never there for acknowledgement. You know your values. You know your constitution. You know what you stand for. Get up, run for office, volunteer for a candidate, engage on whatever level it is. You can take the inventory in our book, Ladies and Gentlemen. You can order it at drginaloudon.com, or you can also order it on Amazon. It's actually released on the 18th, so you still get that pre-purchase price right now, which is a great deal. And figure out where you fit, and then run on the Constitution. Don't worry about titles. Worry about what you believe in and how much personal capital you're willing to expend to get there, because I think those are the key components.
Dr. Loudon, I love your fire. Author of ladies and gentlemen, How the Survival of Our Republic Depends Upon the Revival of Honor. We're going to put a link on our website so they can the TyJYoungShows.com, so they can go directly to your website and purchase your book. We appreciate you being with us today. Thanks so much. We'd love to have you back in the future.
All right. All the best to you. God bless you, my friend.
All right. Thank you for all you're doing. All right. We're coming up.